we are experiencing a security crisis in the Sahel, and where we are implementing our program in Burkina and in Mali. But the thing is, we are working with local communities there. So we partner with associations in the communities so that we are all the time in contact with them. And they are involved in all the activities we are doing there. So if it's possible, we go on the ground to support them, to help them implement the activities, and we are giving them support.
Are your group staffers there on the ground in Burkina Faso and Mali working with them, or are they just like talking to them by the phone and they're trying to help them otherwise, or are they there with them?
We have community facilitators on the ground. They go and teach the communities on the ground. And during our visit, we strengthen the trainings. So even though we are not there, the communities, the facilitators are there all the time with the communities. In case there is a specific training, we can hire someone, a resource person who is qualified in that domain, and give them training. If there are some technical training, we give them. For financial management, for example, all the group operate. We have a methodology how to operate the groups or to organize the communities so that they can collect the local savings, they can mobilize the local savings, and distribute to the members so that they can undertake income-generating activities.
How would you describe how these savings and credit groups work? Is each family or community group member, you know, encouraged to give like a little part of what they earn and then you contribute like in a pool kind of group and then they use those resources all together? Or how does that work?
Okay. The one group is formed by, let's say, 20 to 25 members. This is one group. When in the village, for example, there are more than 25, we split them, we form two groups. And in one group, they meet. They have a meeting per week. And during the first meeting, when we train them, we form the group, and there's the management committee of the group. Yeah, they elect a president, they elect a cashier, they elect also the key holder because the cashier is keeping the money.
That sounds like with the way you're describing it, they all agree to this president, this secretary, this cashier, treasurer, so that there's this trust that's developed between the group members.
They trust. They trust them and they set up some rules. How much we are going to collect per week, for example. What will be the interest rates? What will be how we can manage in case someone is incapable of paying back? And all they set up all this group together, all the rules together, and then they are implemented.